Johnny digested that very warily, very alertly.
But I should think that a war and so on would tend to wipe out that mortgage.
Oh dear, no. The simple fact of military takeover does not change the basic debt structure of a planet. That a government changes does not relieve the property of debt. Why, if that were true, then governments would just arrange to change hands every day, and they would be rid of all their financial obligations.
He laughed.
No, a change of government or a military takeover does not change a country's debts. The new owners have to pay.
The original conquest, when Intergalactic took over Earth, did not assume any debts.
They would have been internal. Internal debts have nothing to do with international debts. No, the planet was properly discovered, properly bought from the Cyclo-Imperial government by Intergalactic Mining. The mortgage papers were all properly executed. Everything was totally legal.
Totally.
The debt is not in question. Who pays it is in question.
You called this conference to see who pays the debt?
Not precisely, but close. You see, so long as combat was threatened, and so long as one could not really determine who was and who would be the actual responsible government of this planet, I could not serve this paper.
He was holding a big, legal-looking piece of paper. He did not hand it over. Johnny reached out his hand for it, but Dries said,
"No, you are not a member of the government, by your own statement."
"What happens when you do serve it?"
"Why, we have a meeting to arrange the possibility and terms of payment, and if no agreement can be reached, we foreclose."
"And then what happens?"
"Why, the planet is put up for public auction and sold to the highest bidder."
Johnny began to understand the feeling he had had about these two being dangerous.
"And what happens to the planet's people?"
"Why, that is up to the buyer, of course. The title would not be clouded in any way. He could do with them pretty much as he liked. That is, wholly outside the province of the bank."
"And what do such buyers usually do?"
"No, it all depends. Ordinarily, they would pay cash or use their credit to pay for the auctioned planet. Such buyers usually have credit or other collateral, and they assume the balance of the mortgage. They often just move in, but if there is local protest, they get a short-term loan from the bank and engage in a swift military suppression of the population. Sometimes they sell the original population as slaves to meet their payments. But such buyers want to move in their own people, you know."
Johnny sat and looked at them.
"I don't think a buyer would find it so easy to take this planet."
"No,"
said Dries, brushing it away.
"The planet has no defenses worth mentioning. You have very few people. Modern arms could do it in a few days. This combined force you had here was just a buzzing of insects. The real fleets of these combatants weren't even involved. But be calm. There is no reason to become alarmed. It is just business. Just a matter of a mortgage and paying one's obligations. A banking matter."
"So you are waiting now to see whether we win so you can serve that paper?"
"Oh, I think you will win. That is why we are talking with you tonight. We want you to arrange a meeting with your government the moment we know it really has one. And then we can serve this paper and discuss things. That's all."
"If I'm going to arrange a meeting for you, you would better show me the paper so I will know what I'm talking about."
"I'm not serving this on you, but you can look it over."
Johnny took it